It was an unbelievable feeling. I could hardly believe it. It's something I'd been longing for over 2 years. But when the jury man found me not guilty on those five accounts, I was almost floating on air. And I came out of the courtroom hardly believing, is my nightmare over after 2 years? It was the most wonderful feeling of my life.
Take us back, if you would, and it's been a very painful journey, but take us back to the day you first heard that there was an allegation against you. How did you hear about that allegation?
Well, that date is etched, Sean, in my memory. It was on the 31st of March 2010. It was Holy Week, Wednesday of Holy Week, and I got a phone call from my bishop, at that time Bishop Hegarty, to say that there was an allegation made against me, and my world almost collapsed. It's just your worst nightmare that someone could come out with an allegation that could change your whole life. And from then until yesterday, there has been a cloud hanging over me. But thankfully, that cloud has lifted. And it's going to take some time to come to terms with the fact that that allegation is gone, it's been proved false, and I can begin to live my life again.
Tell us about that process, please, following the phone call from the bishop, because the bishop wasn't able to tell you very much over the phone, I presume.
No, he wasn't, and he told me to contact the child protection officer in the diocese. And she came up to my parish house the next day, the 1st of April, which was Holy Thursday, to inform me of the nature of the allegations. And I remember hearing them and thinking to myself, these are totally false. There's no foundation or truth whatsoever in these allegations. But then one had to wait then for the legal process to come in. And eventually the complainant made a full statement. I was interviewed on the 27th of July in the police station, which was a very traumatic interview for me.
Tell us about that day.
Well, that day, at that stage, I was, 64 years of age. I'd never been interviewed by the police before, obviously. And a series of questions were put before me, going back over 20 years. I was trying to recall as well as I could what happened. But I was denying, obviously, totally, there was any truth to those allegations. Then I was told that the file would be sent to the PPS, the Public Prosecution Service. And we waited one full year, the 31st of August 2011, before they decided there was a case to answer. And then after that, then, the judicial process wound its way slowly, until finally, on the 18th of June, the trial was held in Derry.
When you first heard about the allegation and then met the representative of the diocese the next day, because you were hearing this and you were saying straight away, this is not true, did you think initially, were you in some way relieved because you thought that this is going nowhere? At least I know now what this is about and I know there's nothing to it.
To a certain extent, that's true, Sean, because one never knows when an allegation comes out of the woodwork what type of allegation could be made. And you're so defenceless. You're so defenceless. I remember a priest said to me recently, priests are only a phone call away from an allegation. But when I heard the nature of them, I knew there was no basis or truth in them. So I thought, well, I can't see this going forward for prosecution, but other people thought otherwise.
Now, the culture around the time when the allegation was first brought to your notice was of priests and religious who have been betraying children, young people, and the person who made the allegation against you was young at the time when she said this had happened to her. Were you, like a lot of priests, always worried that there was a potential that this could happen or not?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Because sadly, some of my colleagues in the past have committed horrendous crimes against beautiful young people, and it ashamed the whole church, and priests have been, some of them priests have been tarred with that, in the sense that people say, well, oh, he's a priest, he's got the collar, what has he done? The vast majority of people wouldn't think that way, but obviously there would be some people who would think like that. So there's a culture, climate, certainly out there, who might have been prejudiced against me or against others.